Huh? Good. All right. How you doing? All right. All right. All right. Going back on the game, of course, that was a disappointing loss. I'm not discouraged. It was disappointing. You know, it was 14-3 at halftime. We knew we had to score touchdowns to keep up with them because they got a ball control offense and they score lots of points. But it was 14-3 at half. We came out, took the first drive of the second half, went 14-6. So however we got to that point, we were within one score. And then after that, of course, it got stretched out on us. And so that's, you know, I'll go back to it. We got to learn how to finish. We played an outstanding football team. I think that's pretty obvious watching them play. And they played extremely well. Really, they threw one interception. And then they exposed themselves to a couple of turnovers on muffed punts. But other than that, they took care of the football pretty well. They ball controlled it and got points. And then when we did turn it over, you know, on the muffed punt ourselves, then they got points. And so we got beat by a good football team, had even more young guys out there playing, which I'm sure we can talk about. So it was a good opportunity for a lot of young players to be out there battling, and you can see we got a long way to go. All right, so that being said, take your questions.
Trent and also Brandon Weeden.
Yeah, you know, we're evaluating. We got banged up a little bit, and so we're still evaluating those injuries. In the case of Trent, it involved his ankle. You know, the x-rays didn't show a break, but we haven't finished up the evaluation, so he was actually feeling better today, so we'll see how that goes. And then Brandon, that was his right shoulder, and so at this point it's a sprain. So we'll just see where that goes.
Can you rule out for Sunday?
No, I'm not gonna. No, I'm not, either one of them. No, I wouldn't rule them out yet.
Well, why would you play, especially Trent? He's got the ribs, and if that ankle's not 100.
Talking about at the end of the game. Well, you know, that's good that you bring that up. Joe Thomas was in there, Alex Mack, you know. We were down to, obviously, Brandon was out of the game, Colt's in the game, you know. So we had, somebody's got to try to tell me who our good players are and who they aren't. We were in there trying to win a football game, and that's why we did it. He was in, and Trent was in and out of the game pretty consistently.
What I meant, though, is why would you play him in Pittsburgh if that's not 100%. I mean, would you...
Who, Trent?
Yes, with the injuries that he's mounted, you know, he's right. Piled up this year.
Well, I want to see if he can come back and play, because I think it's important if guys are physically able to play, they play. And I think that's the competitive nature of this game.
You talk about the end of the game. Why pass instead of run? Some people, you know...
Yeah, well, that's... that. So you just run the ball and get out of there, warm up the buses. I mean, is that what? I mean, we were trying to do what we can to move the football, and at that time, it was a 3-score game, so typically that means throw it. You don't want anybody to get hurt. I mean, nobody wants to be hurt in a game like that, but I think it's important that we try to do what we have to do to win the game.
I think I understand what Scott's asking. You're down a quarterback with Brandon.
Sure.
The game's, you know, out of reach. Mm-hmm. If Colt gets hurt and you got neither one of them for Pittsburgh, then you're in a bind.
Which, yeah, I get it. I get it. So what are we going to just stop playing? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You could run the ball, and then your running backs get hurt as well. So
I guess the only thing I would ask, when you're that far behind you and they know you're going to pass, they just – totally disregard the run and come after the quarterback, and then you're stuck for that last game.
I don't. I think what you do each week is you see where you're at and you get ready to play the next one. Okay, so I understand where you're going with all this, and but I don't want any of our guys to get hurt. I don't want anybody that's on the field is exposed to injury. Okay, that's the reality of this business, unfortunately, and you don't want guys to get hurt.
Couple balls into the dirt on purpose, so I guess to keep the guys fresh or whatever, because he said the guys were tired. Did you kind of see that happening?
When did he tell you that? I don't know.
Well, he said that in the post-game press conference. I guess it was. I was listening at WTAM, but I heard him say it. Do you have any?
I haven't seen Colt today, and I will. Yeah, I mean, that's the first I've heard of it. I guess I didn't listen to it that way, but it's not bad to throw the ball away if it's deemed necessary. So I'll have to get more information on those comments before I can comment.
Did Sheldon come back with the team?
Yeah, Sheldon's here.
Okay.
Yeah.
And John Greco?
He did, right? Yeah.
Did John Greco hurt his hand?
His thumb. Yeah. But, nah, he'll be okay. Yeah.
Can you explain
why you deferred after winning that coin toss?
Yeah, because I like having the ability to get the ball in the second half. And I trust our defense. I knew we were going to get good field position. I trust our defense, you know. And that's why. And there's structurally, so as opposed to taking the ball first, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I just chose to do that.
It doesn't matter to you who the quarterback is. I mean.
I think it's important. I think they're a good football team. They're a good football team on offense and defense. I trust our units. And in that situation, you never know how the end of the game was going to be. We deferred. They got the football. Unfortunately, they went down and scored. Well, we got the ball, went down and scored as well. But we got three instead of seven, all right? In the second half, we took the ball. They actually chose to take the wind in the third quarter, which in the fourth quarter would have given us then the wind. So there's, depending on how the game goes. Now, unfortunately, the score stretched out and we lost. But there are reasons why that can help you. Okay.
Is that as well as you've seen Trent run lately?
I thought he ran the ball well. He had a couple of runs where they could have been lost yardage plays. And, you know, a couple come to mind, and he made nice gains out of it. But, yeah, I thought he ran the ball well. And then, of course, you'd love to have him involved running it throughout. But when you get in a two-minute drill, you get down by three scores, the game changes.
Did you see the garbage hit on Sheldon? You know, it was like picking, but it looked like the guy really.
No, it was just a. You see those guys, you know, in third down situations, sometimes obvious man situations, you try to, you know, rub routes. They're not picks, they're rubs. And sometimes there's contact like that. I don't think anybody's trying to hurt anybody.
It didn't look excessive, more than a normal rub.
No. Properly called a foul. But I don't think anybody's trying to hurt somebody.
Still has a long way to go. When you look at the whole season and the roster, can you quantify how close you guys are to being where you want to be?
Well, we played against a playoff team that was quarterbacked by a Hall of Fame quarterback. And middle of the third quarter was 14-6, okay? And then it kind of got away from us. And so those are the things that I look at as we go. I saw a lot of guys playing hard. We were ready to play the game. We, again, played against a good football team that played well. And we didn't do enough things to win it.
Are those busted screen penalties, lack of confidence maybe in his ability?
No, he challenges. No, I think Buster's penalties are aggressive penalties. He challenges, which is a good thing. And unfortunately, there's times when you get called. But Buster's a tough guy that loves to play the game and he challenges. And he's learning a lot by every time he's on the field. I think he learns a lot and he's getting better. And I think that's what's important.
Did you talk to Josh about his post-game tweet?
I did. And of course, that's not acceptable. And you know, we had a little conversation about why I don't like that, how he shouldn't do that, and I think he's remorseful. And I added to that he shouldn't be reading tweets after the game as well. I think that's, You know, you know, I think when you look outside looking in on a locker room, you know, you folks report on it, but emotions are raw when you don't win a game. And I think he understands that. And it's very important that you try to gather yourself and gain composure. We're all competitive people. But it's also important that we use good judgment. And I think part of using good judgment is don't read that stuff. You just don't, because then that won't infuriate you more.
Since you're not a Twitter person.
I was informed. There's people around here that are, and that's something that I needed to know, of course.
Do you find it for that?
Again, you know, anything that happens, I wouldn't comment on. There's league issues and there's team issues. That's a team issue.
About 2 weeks ago, heading into the Washington game, there was all this positive momentum that you guys had worked
sure.
so hard to build up over 2 months and put the slow start behind you.
Right.
Do you get the sense these last 2 weeks that momentum has kind of dissipated a little bit?
Well, that's what winning does. And we all know the fun in this business is winning. So that's the emotion that's created when you win. Unfortunately, we have meetings like this when you don't win. And, you know, I think the big thing is that we just keep moving and put the pieces back together here, get a team ready to go play Pittsburgh. And that's what we got left.
Kind of playing, you know, Denver, Super Bowl, you know, bona fide Super Bowl contender, and the previous week Washington, which is, you know, kind of building its resume up in the lower end of the playoff picture. You've had a real good look at how your team stacks up against, you know, teams like that. Where exactly is your team now with one game left, you think? You know, you got the, you know, factoring in all the injuries and everything, a full healthy team.
Well, I think we've made, as a team, and I'm talking about the way we function, the players that we've added, the young players, I feel like we're much improved from a year ago. And the Washington Redskins, we were 14-10 at halftime. Against the Denver Broncos here, we were down 14-3, took the first series of the second half and scored, went 14-6. So, and then it got away from us. In both situations, okay? So then, okay, where do you start? Well, you start talking about finishing and all those things, and maybe that's what comes with these guys having a little bit more experience, add a few more players. Everybody functions a little bit better together than where, you know, you need to be. There's a lot of years around here where I don't know what it was, but I do think that we're building a team that's relevant. And you have to be relevant before you can be a playoff team. And then once you're in the playoffs, then anything can happen. We've seen that. And so it's a somewhat of a journey. That's just the way it is. And we've had to make this journey this year with change, right, and looming change. And so that's what you push through. And so what I as a coach look at is these individual players that are getting better, how they're working together, how guys are fighting through injuries. When we do have injury, next man up, he gets an opportunity. We see what he can do as we move forward, those types of things. And I mentioned it last week. We're one of the 20 teams that is not in the playoffs. We're one of 20, where you want to be one of 12, because we've seen where last seeds have won Super Bowls and all that. So, unfortunately, we're one of the 20. And so, as we push through this now, we got to just keep making decisions based on making this team better. And unfortunately, that involves change, too. I thought he was playing a pretty efficient game. He got sacked once in the big red zone prior to Phil. He was getting rid of the football against a pretty good rush. And then, of course, when he got hit, it was actually a hot throw. We got to get rid of the football there. They forced us where they brought one extra. And but for the most part, I thought he was pretty good with his throws, you know. There was one off the mark a little bit, the one hopper that
Gordon opened up towards the towards the end zone. It looked like he was going to flatten out. The pass just ended up short.
It was a slant route, yeah. I mean, that would, but no, that was, I would say that that's probably wasn't his best decision. But for the most part, you know, aside from the fact that we kicked field goals instead of scoring touchdowns, he was playing much better than he did the week before. I'll give you that. Well, I think Colt battled. You know, I think he and that's not an ideal situation at the end of the game. You're in a 2-minute drill. He scrambled. And then the 2-point play was a quarterback draw. We had a mobile quarterback in there. We actually had what we were looking for, and just got to find a little better crease for it. But, no, I thought he battled, you know. You know, it's a difficult situation when you go into a game as a backup, especially at the end of the game where you're trying to play fast and you're in the 2-minute drill.
Pat, is there anything you guys can do as a team to be more aggressive when you're inside the red zone?
What do you mean?
Just
score more points, right?
Well, yeah, but I mean, be more aggressive as far as going into the end zone.
I think what happens. And I don't know if you're referring to any specific plays from yesterday, but we had plays with routes in the end zone, and they played a soft kind of a four deep look where they forced us to then check the ball down. But I think there are times when we've been very aggressive. You know, yesterday, of course, we got down there once, right, and we had to kick a field goal. We got stopped in the big red area. Where Colt, of course, in the last drive, we scored. And that was good, right? We threw the ball in the end zone and scored. So I think when you say that, my thought is, okay, what situations? You know, you want to be aggressive. You want to have a touchdown to check down mentality. But if they take away the touchdown throws, you got to throw it, catch it, and run it in. And that's the way it works.
As a team to be more aggressive so that you can get those routes open in the end zone?
Yeah, well, you got to stay balanced. And each team you play has a little different philosophy of how they want to play you. You know, Pittsburgh Steelers, they don't want you to run the ball into the end zone. All right? This team here did not want you to throw it into the end zone, by the way they play for the most part. And so then how you attack it changes a little bit.
Steelers do for your psyche, for the team going into the offseason?
Well, we all know important the rivalry is with the Steelers, so yeah, it would be a big deal. Last year, last game of the year, correct me if I'm wrong, but we were throwing a Hail Mary for the win on the last play of the game, right? And we actually had guys in position to make the play. Unfortunately, we didn't. So that would have been fun for that day, of course, as we moved into the off season, because unfortunately we were one of the 20 last year that wasn't in the playoffs.
It seemed like the line slid one way.
Right. Well, they brought the extra guy, caught us from the right side. And so, you know, the ball's got to get out. But to that point, though, he hadn't really taken many hits, which is
slid left and then they brought pressure.
It wasn't a slide. Okay. It was a base protection.
Well, when you do look ahead to next year, I mean, do you just see steady progress until these last two games?
I think you got to look at the season in its entirety. You know, unfortunately, you win and lose games, you know, and we've lost two, right? But there was a period there where we won three in a row. And, you know, we're working a lot of young players that, in my opinion, are going to provide a great foundation for this team. And you got to start somewhere, right? And as I mentioned, we believe in basically getting those players from the draft, and you supplement it, of course, with free agency. But those are the things you look toward.
Quarters. Did you notice anything you can put your finger on?
Well, I think they play, they're very well coordinated. They're a team that scores a lot of points. And and then on defense when the game gets, like early in the game when we were, you know, not a lot of sacks, not a lot of craziness, right, in terms of, you know. But then as the game gets stretched out and it gets to be two and three scores, then they can be a little bit more heroic with what they do. It's more of a pass-first type situation. And they keep the pressure on you because they do a good job of controlling the football and getting points. And so it's a well-coordinated operation. They got two edge rushers that are very good. And they've got a very well-coordinated, good team. And that was the case last year, and they played winning football. Now I think with the addition of Peyton Manning and the way they play offense, it truly is. It's ball control in terms of how they operate, which then on the other side of the ball, and this was the case when Peyton was in Indy, you have to be perfect and not make mistakes. And I think that's why I say it's coordinated.
The next guy up philosophy and all, but at a certain point yesterday you had already lost T.J. Warren and Tayshaun Gibson and then Patterson was gone, of course, and Sheldon Brown.
Yeah.
Talk, you know, I mean, how
did you play safety? Did you play safety in high school?
Yeah. Huh?
Are you looking for a job? Is that what you're asking me? Huh?
But I mean, you know, how much did that all play into you? You've got a guy like Peyton Manning out there. I mean, how much did all those injuries play into you guys struggling in the secondary at a certain point?
No, those are excuses. Next guy up's got to play well. That's it. Wish there was more there for you, but that's what it is.
A couple more guys.
One more.
Jeff, now you mentioned, you know, you, for the second year now, you're part of the 20 that mm-hmm. that aren't going to make it. The record is roughly comfortable, depending on what you do in the last game. Do you think now, as we sit here, that you're farther up on that pecking order of the 20 that are not in the playoffs than you were last year?
I believe that we're a better football team, more ready to make the next jump than we were last year. That's I believe that. And just by the way I see the team functioning.
Richardson has had ankle issues going back to high school. Does that make it any more concerning when he has an ankle injury?
We're going to evaluate him as we go. Again, like I said, I haven't ruled him out, but we'll have to see where he's at as we move forward. And we're going to do what we can to win this football game, but we're obviously going to consider their health. I don't want any of them to get hurt, right? But as you're playing games, unfortunately, things happen. And I go back to, what was it, the Patriots? Their tight end got hurt on a field goal, right? I mean, so I it's an unintended deal. You don't want your guys to get hurt, okay? And I think all our players are good. And so if they're up and in their playing, they play.